This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, Friday evening, welcome. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 8, where is that pesky number? 877-807-4048. I still haven't memorized that one. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A Baltimore Sun, and yes, we're going to pay attention to Obama and his little town hall and everything, but a Baltimore Sun columnist wrote yesterday in an op-ed that citizens who legally own firearms are more frightening than the criminals who use the weapons on the rough streets of her hometown in Baltimore. Tricia Bishop, a deputy editorial page editor for the Baltimore paper, explained how billboard advertisements for guns and everyday Americans carrying them around made her sick. I'm less afraid of the criminals wielding guns in Baltimore than I am by those permitted gun owners. She says this because she believes as a middle-class white woman, she's shielded from her city's criminal element, but in her opinion, she's not protected from her neighbor's legally purchased weapons. Okay. She said, I have the luxury of being white and middle class in a largely segregated city that reserves most of its shootings for poor black neighborhoods overtaken by the game. But I don't know where the legal gun owners are and how to ensure that their children, no matter how well-versed in respecting firearms, won't one day introduce that weapon to my daughter. With this grave threat lying within her neighborhood, she concludes that the recent executive order is not enough and she is entitled to have a gun registry list to protect her kids. She argues this needed in the same way the country has a sex offender registry list, which strongly implies that legal firearm owners are as much a threat to her children as pedophiles are. How about adding something immediately useful, a gun owner registry available to the public online, something like those for sex offenders? I'm not equating gun owners with predatory perverts, but the model is helpful here. I want a searchable database I can consult to find out whether my kid can have a play date at your house. She admits that she grew up around guns and her family members are well trained in handling the weapons. However, proper training is not enough to win your child a play date with her daughter. My folks were taught how to handle guns and use them safely, but that doesn't do very much to allay my fears. It's the simple presence of the weapon in the home and the possibilities it presents that terrify me. She is a hoplophobe of the first order. Yeah, she's way gone, way out there. Mm-hmm. Further on in the essay, she mentions the infamous New York newspaper that published the home addresses of local gun owners in two counties right outside of New York City as a positive example of what her ideal database would look like, and concludes her piece with an admonition towards those citizens who decide to own firearms. Gun owners may feel picked on, but they are not a persecuted class. They are individuals who have chosen to keep in their homes an object whose chief purpose is to injure or kill, whether in self-defense or otherwise. The rest of us should have a right to know it's there before we or our children enter. While she may fear gun owners more than Baltimore's local criminals, those same criminals set a very grim record for her city last year as their murder rates soared to a new per capita high. By November, their 2015 murder rate was 48.97 per 100,000, and many of the killings were committed with illegal guns. In fact, I have not yet heard of the numbers of killings committed with legal guns. According to a CBS Baltimore report, Charm City is awash with thousands of non-legally owned firearms, and police believe the development is responsible in part for the city's skyrocketing homicide rate. Now, she mentions children. Let's look at that, shall we? CDC for 2010, okay? In 2010, accidental shootings among children, okay? True accidental shoot, not gangbangers, okay? Not the 19 to 12-year-old gangbangers. These are children playing children. They're being children. In 2010, one child younger than 10, or excuse me, one single 6-year-old died from a gunshot. For all children younger than 10, there were 36 accidental gun deaths, and that's out of 41 million children. Perhaps most important, that two-thirds of those accidental gun deaths involving young children are not shots fired by other little kids, but rather by an adult male with a criminal background. That part didn't come out in too many places, did it? Unless you send your child to play at a criminal's house, Tricia, she is exceedingly unlikely to get shot. There are plenty of other things to worry about with your children. Swimming pools, bathtubs, water buckets, bicycles, chemicals, and medications that can cause fatal poisoning. And let's not forget my favorite, the 5-gallon bucket of sour cream. I'll explain that in just a minute. Drownings alone claim 609 deaths, fires 262, poisonings 54. And don't forget to ask about their parents' car and their driving records if your child will ride with them. After all, motor vehicle accidents killed 923 children younger than 10. When I was in the dairy business, we used to get these 5-gallon jugs of sour cream. And there was a sign with a bar running through it of a child in head down in the sour cream. There was a rendition of that, which means that somewhere down the line, some child had pried the lid off of one of these things and climbed into it and killed themselves. I'm going to let you hear that article verbatim later on in the show, just because it's so educational to hear the hoplophobe coming out. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the town hall. I don't have the sound bites of the two ladies that stood up there, Tara Kyle, Chris Kyle's widow, and the other lady that had been raped. I don't have their sound bites because, well, Obama got slightly, it wasn't the slam dunk that I thought it was going to be, anti-gun, but at the same time, he did a lot of things. He said a lot of things regarding this he was allowed to get away with. Although he did bristle, I think, with Anderson Cooper when he started talking the conspiracy stuff. And, you know, good acting there, Obama. You cried, what? You cried on, was it Tuesday or Wednesday that you cried? You cried that day, and then yesterday you feigned outrage. Good for you. Good for you. We know what you are, you sociopathic socialist. You're a socialist with an Islamic tip. There you go. We'll cover all that when we get back. We'll cover as much of it as we can until I start to projectile vomit anyway. We will be right back.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation, in combat or self-defense. Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right. Coming back in 20 minutes past the hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Last night was the orchestrated performance by our commander-in-chief. He had a little help from Anderson Cooper and CNN at George Mason University. And according to Fox News, Anderson Cooper repeatedly, continually surprised the president. Supposedly he came in with a diff. And I didn't watch it. I don't watch television. I don't have television. So, I mean, I have to, I looked at some of the video. I looked at some of the video of it and everything. And I saw some stuff out of it. But it was a dog and pony show, you understand. I don't know exactly what that was for because he's already done the executive orders. So I don't know why he did the executive orders and then decided to take it to the streets. That's unless he's trying to make out this, give this appearance of just all kinds of support for it. Anyway, Cooper seemed to demonstrate a deft command of the facts related to the gun issue and came through with his guests and in his questions. Though as the evening unfolded, he let the president get away with a whole bunch of untruths, which is the problem. Some of the moments were unintentionally revealing. He began by asking President Obama if he had ever owned a gun. Mr. Obama sat up in surprise and said no, but after a search for words, because, of course, he didn't have a teleprompter in front of it, he said he shoots skeet sometimes at Camp David before adding that he's not much of a marksman. That's like, you know, that's... Shooting is one of those things that you either do it and have done it, or you've never done it and you never want to do it. Although, I guess there's a possibility. Well, in his position, I guess he would want to do it just from the viewpoint of saying, you know, the photo op. You know, with a perfectly parallel skeet gun, that there's no skeet targets at that level. They're always at about a 45 degree and up. When he shifted the discussion to why the president chose to use executive actions on the gun issue, instead of working with Congress, he asked the president if he would meet with the NRA. Now, the NRA, of course, did not show up for this thing. He was quite snarky about it and said, oh, yeah, I'm happy to meet with the NRA, but, you know, that did not stop him from vilifying them later on. Now, CNN says they invited President Obama to this live town hall on guns at George Mason University, and they later invited the NRA. The NRA said they would rather not play along with the public relations spectacle orchestrated by the White House, and I completely understand why they would not do it. Neither did the NSSF show up to this. He said, we declined the invitation because it is a White House orchestrated, made-for-TV event, not an opportunity for a genuine dialogue or an effort to find common ground. Given the Obama and CNN attacks on the NRA and gun manufacturers in general, I don't blame them for missing out on this. Looking at it, though, they might have wished they'd been there on those moments when Cooper had him squirming. Tara Kyle, the wife of the late Chris Kyle, was the first person that Cooper called on. She recently won a gun competition. And this is Fox's take on this. Using the latest in sniper technology, she probably had a very nice AR-15 with a very nice optic on it. Because I don't think I think she was in a three-gun competition. I don't know. But she is apparently a confident and competent shooter. And as far as conversationally, she's a very straight shooter. She pointed out that while the murder rate is at an all-time low, gun ownership is at an all-time high. And then she asked, and this was a very good question, why not celebrate who we are? Obama had to try to lawyer his way out of this one. He pointed out that the national trends don't necessarily hold true in all locales, but he never had an answer why the areas with the strictest gun controls tend to have the highest murder rates. He also mentioned that he did not believe the information that criminals only get their guns from familiars, from black market sources, theft. He thinks they get them from gun shops, and that's why he's pushing the way he's pushing. Then Kimberly Corban, the rape survivor, said, I have been unspeakably vandalized once already, before asking why she shouldn't be able to carry a gun to protect herself. Now, back to back, he's had two women step up and just put him on, you know, in the spotlight like a deer. He's really uncomfortable then. He began to backpedal and said that his current executive actions won't interfere with her right to carry a gun. But he never had explained why he has supported bans on concealed carry permits. Indeed, he's out there talking about people are saying that we're coming after the guns. He told John Lott when they were both students at Chicago University that he didn't think anybody should be able to own a handgun. And he may be out there walking around right now saying, well, you know, of course, I'm limited as to what I can do, which is a really, really good thing. It's a really, really good thing. But that's not the tune he was singing earlier on. It is not the tune he was singing earlier on. He's also said, and he gets, for some reason they allow him to get away with this one, that people can just go on the internet and buy whatever weapon they want. He was never forced to explain that any gun bought from a dealer over the internet has to be sent to a local dealer that by law has to perform a background check before they can transfer the gun. But later, Cooper did challenge him by breaking in and asking, is it fair to call it a conspiracy that people think he wants to take their guns away? Obama got very riled at this one. He said, yes, it is fair to call it a conspiracy. And he claims that he is not plotting to take people's guns away. Cooper did not force the president to address his advocacy for a renewed assault weapon ban or his administration's public desire to use the blacklist, you know, along the no-fly list and the other things that go into it, take away their Second Amendment rights without giving them the very basics of due process. None of that was ever brought up. There were other questions that took President Obama back, such as when Sheriff Paul Balbu, they misspelled his name, pushed Obama on how his proposals wouldn't solve recent mass shootings. Cooper even broke in to say that none of the guns used in recent mass shootings were purchased from legal dealers. Yeah, they were. They all were. That copy's wrong, too. Who put this stuff together? We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of the things that he was allowed to get away with, that old Obama there in the little town hall, he said smart gun technology has not been developed primarily because it has been blocked by the NRA and firearms manufacturers. And Cooper didn't challenge this point. And he called on a person in the audience who changed the topic. That is an out-and-out falsehood. It is. It is a lie because the NRA is not involved in that at all. The only thing that anybody is fighting is mandatory purchasing of smart guns. There's already a law like that on the books in New Jersey, which they are talking about rescinding, but they haven't done that just yet. So, anyway. He gets away with that one. There are, let's see, coming from the NRA to the NSSF, to name two pro-Second Amendment groups. They have statements on their websites saying they are not opposed to smart gun technology. All they are looking at are the laws that seek to mandate smart gun technology. Regulations previously backed by the Obama administration. That is what's actually impeding smart gun technology. The other part of it is completely immature. It is not something they have solved the issue of. How do you take something that is as simple as a gun, that is so space efficient, and involve electronics in it somehow without making it less ergonomic and bulkier and making it any less or any more reliable? It's going to make it less reliable. That much is known. That much is known. Even 60 Minutes pointed out that what's holding up right now the smart guns making it to the market is the New Jersey law on the books. It would make it a mandatory thing at that point for all guns in New Jersey to be smart handguns. Now, anybody that watched this, according to the reports, is going to be left with the opinion or the conclusion that Obama's chosen reality, because he was talking about everybody has different realities. His chosen reality is that he wishes he could, with the stroke of a pen, pass European-style gun controls in America, which is, that's the problem. That's the problem. The other thing that he did in the town hall, while he's staying there, I'd love to meet with him, One of the things he said in the town hall is that the NRA is the reason the gun sales get pushed. NRA is the reason for all of the panic buying and the guns going through the roof and everything else. He says part of the reason is that the NRA has convinced many of its members that somebody's coming to get your guns. He wants to. He's talked about the Australian style, the Australian solution. He has. He mentioned it last year. He thinks that was a great idea. He mentioned it. Where was it? Was it in Paris? I don't remember where he mentioned it, but he certainly mentioned it. Now, he just took and decided to go out there and have executive actions out of his frustration. This makes 28 that he has passed trying to do something with gun control since he has been in office. 28 executive actions. What are you supposed to do? What am I supposed to think about? What do I get out of this? I know what he's about. I know what he's about. He knows what he's about. Everybody knows what he's about. And, he's out there trying to say, it's the Second Amendment. He calls the Constitution, it's on the paper. He thinks because he shoots skeet that he has somehow or other bought himself some bona fides as far as it comes to people like me that would look at him and say, well, he's obviously a gun guy. Tara Kyle, she got out there and said, I want the hope. I want the hope and the hope that I have the right to protect myself, that I don't end up to be one of these families, that I have the freedom to carry whatever weapon I feel I need. But Obama replied, there's a way for us to set up a system where you, as a gun owner, can have a firearm to protect yourself, but where it is much harder for somebody to fill up a car with guns and sell them to 13-year-old kids on the streets. I'm sure just like they do in France. They've got that system in place right now. They're not selling them to 13-year-olds in streets, and I would defy him to show me where that's happening. Well, maybe Chicago. It's probably happening in Chicago, yeah. He also took questions from Cleo Pendleton, whose daughter was shot and killed in her Obama's Chicago home. And he took questions from controversial Chicago Catholic priest Michael Flegger. He said, the reality is I don't understand. We can't title guns just like cars. If I have a car, I give it to you, Mr. President, and I don't transfer title, then you're an accident. It's on me. issues like licensing registration, that's an area where there's not enough national consensus at this stage to even consider it, according to Obama. And part of it is people's concern that that becomes a prelude to taking people's guns away. You don't have a constitutional right to have a car, Reverend. And the only reason for all of these titles and cars and all these registrations and everything, that's all a money-making scheme with the government. That's why you have that stuff. That's why you have that stuff. That's the biggest reason you have that stuff. Also in the audience is former Representative Gabby Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly. And what they're doing now, Kelly got out there and he did the same thing. What they're trying to do now is state the obvious, which they're saying, well, you know, there's 350 million guns in the United States and 65 million homes. How would we even begin to go get them? They believe, what they're basically telegraphing to you there, in my opinion, they believe that they can talk you out of them. But they, either that or they're conceding they can't go get them all. They can't possibly get all of them, which would be true. That would be absolutely true. Now, NRA Director Chris Cox told Fox News this is an attempt to distract the American people away from his failed policies. The NRA does more to teach safe and responsible gun ownership than this president ever has or ever will, which is true. The president also published an opinion piece in Thursday's New York Times in which he pledged not to support any candidate who's opposed to gun control, which is the richest of all the ironies because he has so gutted the Democrat Party. The Democrats are gutted like catfish on the side of a polluted river. And getting his support, I don't even know what that would do. I think he's more of an albatross, more of a liability than an asset. I'm sure lots of people do. We'll be right back.
Other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, according to Todd Starnes over at Fox News, President Obama is plotting with his attorney general to get rid of guns. He wants to bypass Congress and crack down on small-scale gun sellers. Nothing new. We knew this, right? We knew it. Fox News reports the plan would require gun sellers to order background checks on prospective buyers, tighten laws for gun sales to those who have committed domestic abuse offenses. If they really want to crack down on gun violence, they could, of course, always, one, they could enforce the laws on the books. Two, don't make the justice system a revolving door. Keep them in jail. That's not the point. That is not his ultimate goal. Now, he probably is not going to reach it. That's the good news. That's the good news. For all of the stuff we've seen this week, for all the tears and all of the posturing and all of the other things, he's really sort of lacking. He doesn't have the power to do some of the stuff that he wants. But, did they finally decide to indict Hillary? They're saying in the chat room they're going to indict Hillary. That's good. She needs to be indicted. But he is trying to set things up. Now, the Second Amendment is there to protect the other amendments. Let's just be clear about it. We can come up with all the ornate rhetoric you want to come up with. It's there to protect the rest of them. Just after the Muslim attack in San Bernardino, Washington Post, which is not the gun owner's friend by any stretch of the imagination, found that 53% of voters oppose a ban on assault weapons, as they call them, which is a record high. The American low-info voter is beginning to understand what the president does not. Guns keep our families safe. It isn't that the president, it isn't that he doesn't understand that, though. He doesn't care. So maybe, instead of declaring war on the law-abiding gun owner, maybe he ought to declare war on the true threat facing our nation today, which would be jihadis coming from radical Islam, which I'm not going to use that term radical anymore. I'm just going to call them Islam. The radicals are the ones that are actually against the violence. Just a few of them. This has been called by a lot of different people to be a political stunt, which it is. I've seen threads on Facebook where people are getting out there saying any rational person would applaud what the president has done. Well, he didn't do anything. I don't understand why you think that's worthy of applause. What exactly is your criteria for success? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, his former buddy, said the president is a petulant child. Whenever he doesn't get what he wants, this president acts like a king. Charlie Fiorina told CNN the president has been a lawless president. It is delusional, dangerous, not to mention unconstitutional. We have a long list of criminals who own guns, who routinely purchase guns. We know who these people are, and we're not prosecuting any of them. Pretty accurate there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott summed it up best in a tweet. He said he wants to impose more gun control. My response is going to be, come and take it. Now let's do this. The accusation that is made is that this is all they're trying to lump this into a conspiracy theory sort of category. And here's the thing about conspiracy theories. If all evidence is sort of a Sherlock Holmes kind of thing. With a conspiracy theory, if you look at everything and you cannot find a rational answer, then the conspiracy theory begins to gel. All right? I'll give you a conspiracy theory. Liberal critics of capitalism love to talk about how corporations engage in conspiracies to make themselves rich. That's not actually a conspiracy. That's their fiduciary responsibility, as a matter of fact. But all of these conspiracies involve corrupt corporate executives enabled by evil conservative Republican politicians. Now, I sort of think that there's a conspiracy theory going on between Barack Obama, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, you know, Remington, all these other gun companies have stock. I think there's a conspiracy theory there. When President Bush invaded Iraq, conspiracy theorists immediately stated that the Iraq invasion was only done to make Bush and Dick Cheney rich. Dick Cheney was connected to Halliburton. Bush is an oil man. What more can you want? Since Bush and Cheney were both oil men, they could use the U.S. military invasion of Iraq to make themselves rich. Nobody would even notice. To enable this invasion, Bush lied about the world weapons of mass destruction. People died. Republican friends and campaign contributors made huge profits from the suffering of others. Yeah. Halliburton profits and stock values would rise. If that same conspiracy theory view is directed toward President Obama's gun control statements, you would see some interesting things begin to emerge. The basic tenet of a conspiracy theory is that political actions are never taken for the reasons given. There's always a hidden reason, and this hidden reason usually involves money. If one just follows the money and shows who profits, then the hidden reason will be revealed for all to see. Simple question that exposes this hidden reason then is, who profits? Oil companies profit from many areas of foreign policy. This is considered a standard belief among conspiracy believers. This belief is so widely held that Hollywood produces movies featuring the profits of oil companies that result from government intervention in foreign nations. Shooter is one such movie. You know, this is the Marine sniper. I can't remember his name that he plays. But it's all about a pipeline that was, they had to go kill an entire village and bury them so they could have the pipeline. Smith & Wesson's holding stock, or Smith & Wesson Holding Corp stock jumped to the highest price in 8 years following President Obama's January 4, 2016 announcement of efforts to restrict gun ownership. Sturm Ruger, another major gun manufacturer, saw their stock price rise 57% in just the past year. Right now, well, I know it was Mark Wahlberg, but what was the sniper that he was trying to play? Now, for liberals, the increase in firearm sales is blamed on the gun industry. In 2012, the nation blamed the NRA for whipping up fear that their guns would be taken. President Obama's obsession with gun control is not fueled by NRA donations. In fact, Democrats loathe the NRA and most are not supporters. Obama does nothing to deport illegal immigrants who've been convicted of 7 felonies. He did not support Kate's Law, which would deport illegal immigrants convicted of violent felonies. He took illegal and unconstitutional steps to keep illegal immigrants accused of crimes and currently in detention centers from being deported. Do you see where I'm going? It seems like President Obama and the gun companies are in cahoots. Gun prosecutions and the deportation of violent illegal immigrants are not priorities for President Obama. Whether or not these actions are part of a conspiracy to whip up the fear in Americans so they go and buy more guns, he has exponentially increased the profits of corporate gun makers. For the first time in a long time, somebody can look around and follow the money. Follow the money. Could President Barack Obama be so pro-gun that he could be the smartest man in the room? He could have convinced us that he's anti-gun in order to drive up the price of stocks. Somebody needs to check his portfolio. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.